Carrington's Classic Hits, FM 100.1, AM 1600, The Cardinal. It is maybe the most fun event in Carrington every year. The 92nd annual Foster County Fair. And we are joined by Foster County Extension Agent and also member of the Fair Board, Jeff Gale. And Jeff, I mean, it's a little spectacular just looking strictly at the event list when you have all the things that are coming, you know, to Carrington for the Foster County Fair. It is really remarkable, and I would imagine for you guys it is so rewarding to see such hard work now finally come together.
Yes, we are very excited about the plans that we have for this year's fair. We've been working for quite a few months now, and we're seeing it ready to come to fruition. So it's a busy time. It's crazy time with busyness and things to do, but it's very exciting. And we're really looking forward to having a big turnout next week at the fair.
One of those times where crazy is good.
That's right. There'll be time to rest after the fair is over.
That's right. Now, 92nd annual, obviously the first annual, neither of us were around to see it, but what are some of the new things that you guys really wanted to prioritize getting into the 92nd edition of this?
Yeah, well, I think the fair, one of the main things about the fair is always the 4-H activities, the static exhibits, which are things like woodworking, photography, cooking, sewing. Those exhibits where the 4-H'ers bring in their projects and have them judged. And then, of course, we have livestock shows going on. So that's a big part. But then we have a great lineup of entertainment, too. So I think there's something there that everyone's going to like.
And looking at the schedule, two things. One, if you come to the fair, you're not going to be bored. Two, and we'll get to more of this in a minute because I have to talk about it. If you come to the fair, you're not going to leave hungry. But it really is an entire week-long event.
Yeah, that's right. We're starting to clean up the fairgrounds. 4-H'ers will be coming out to clean up the fairgrounds. And then the activities start on Wednesday, and they run through Sunday. The fair is officially the 19th through the 23rd, ending on Saturday the 23rd. But we still have another livestock show on Sunday morning, June 24th.
So looking at the schedule of events, how many livestock shows are there? Because the 4-H event is really a crucial part of this. So
Sure. Let's
start with that. How many livestock shows can we expect?
Well, I'll expand it a little bit because we have poultry and rabbit show will be on Wednesday. Then the livestock show, which is swine, sheep, goats, dairy and beef, that will be on Thursday. On Friday, the kids will come back and they'll have a showmanship contest where they display their skill at showing their livestock. That will be Friday morning. Then Saturday late afternoon, we're having a point show. That will attract kids from all over the state, will be bringing their animals to exhibit Saturday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. And then we're having a second point show, livestock show on Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's going to be things going on with animals on all those days.
How many different exhibits are you expecting? Because these people like to bring their animals and just, you know, have people walk around and look at them. Aside from the actual shows, how many different animals, groups of animals are you guys expecting?
We're expecting about 30 poultry, about the same number of rabbits, and over 100 head of livestock.
My goodness. That is quite a good fair right there.
Yep.
Now, there's also a lot of entertainment going on during this fair, and really from beginning to end, it's entertainment.
Sure. Yeah, we are calling Wednesday Seniors Day, and we've really targeted or hope that our seniors in our community will come out. We have a polka band on Wednesday afternoon, and that will start at 4:30. And then at 7:30 Wednesday night, we have Milo Hotzenbuehler. He was here last year. People of all ages enjoyed him. Really takes kind of a fun and musical look at what life is like in North Dakota growing up on a farm. So that's the entertainment on Wednesday. Thursday, we've got Daryl's Racing Pigs. And in the evening on Thursday, we have our version of Family Feud, which is another returning performance or entertainment that was really popular last year. And we just wanted to bring it back because everybody had such a good time.
And that's something that it does seem has been a very core thing for you guys, is learn what people liked and make sure it is back.
Yes, that's right. I think last year's entertainment went really well. So we've kept a couple of core things and we've added some new things to this year's lineup.
All right, my favorite part of a fair, I know I'm probably feeding into every bad thing out there with fair food. I mean, I love fair food. You guys have a lot of different options coming, as well as I think a couple of food trucks, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll have the kind of traditional standbys there of Trinity Lutheran Church and Carrington Wrestling Club. They'll both be in the CAC building serving all throughout the week. If you want to eat from a food truck, we have the Sweet Prairie Food Truck. They'll be there all through the week. Happy Camper Coffee will be there in the mornings, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Duchess's Gelato will be there one day. We're not sure yet what day, so keep your eyes open. And then Getting Sauce Barbecue will be there on Saturday, too.
Oh, goodness.
There's lots of good things to eat. My favorite is pie at one of the vendors inside the CAC building. Try to get at least one piece every day.
Sure. How many vendors do you have coming in total, including those in the CAC building?
Yeah, so we've got 6 food vendors.
That's really good.
That will be there at some time during the week. Plus, the carnival will have their traditional icy drinks and corn dogs and things like that.
Very good. And, I mean, you got to get a corn dog. It's a fair. Come on. Jeff Gale joining us. So, Jeff, what else is going on that we have not yet covered?
We want to highlight the Ranch Rodeo, which will be Friday night. There's going to be a mechanical bull on site on Friday, too. Mutton busting, which is an opportunity for youth under 50 pounds to hang on to a woolly sheep as it runs across the arena.
Oh, wow.
Pedal tractor pull on Friday. Again, I think there are 7 age groups from 4 to 11 years old. Vine, and there are medals awarded to those who can pull that weighted sled as far as possible. For those who like the olden days and like to see horses at work, we have a draft horse competition on Saturday. I guess one last thing, there's an obstacle course race. That's back for its second year, so run through the mud and water and around different obstacles. That will be on Saturday morning. Again, we'll have 3 age divisions from kids on up through adults.
Well, it just starts and seemingly doesn't stop then for you guys. If you can, tell us a little bit about the fair board, how many people are on it, and when does the planning for this really get going? Because I have to think it's almost like at the very beginning of the year, January, if not sooner.
Sure. Yeah, we currently have 14 members on the fair board. We meet throughout the year. We'll take a little break after the fair, but then
well earned, I would say.
Start meeting again in the fall, and sure. Several members will attend a fair convention in November where they get to see different entertainment acts and interact with other fairs from around the state to see what they're doing. Then serious planning would start in January, contacting entertainers and making plans. And it just keeps building up and up and up until the fair is here the third week of June. And, of course, we also have a Mighty Thomas Carnival will be on site. You can get day passes. You can get a pass for all 4 days if you want, or you could buy individual tickets on site on the day of the fair, too.
And those can be done by card or by cash, correct?
I'm not sure about the card. Certainly by cash.
Make sure. I mean, it's a fair. Make sure you've got your cash with you, folks. That's right. That's for sure. Well, Jeff, first off, congratulations on putting together just you and the entire board. I mean, this is an incredible list of events that you guys got going. And thanks very much for stopping by and taking some time to share with us.
Okay, thanks very much for having me. And I look forward to seeing you all this week.